Zondervan presents Making Vision Stick by Andy Stanley. Read by Bill DeWeese. Chapter 1. In February 2007, Starbucks chairman Howard Schultz sent a memo to his CEO, Jim Donald, that somehow found its way onto the internet and consequently onto the computer screens of Starbucks fans everywhere. Three people copied me on it in a single day. In the memo, Schultz expresses concern that his company has veered from its original charter. He cites a series of internal decisions that eventually led to a dilution of what customers had come to expect from a visit to Starbucks. By unintentionally altering the Starbucks experience, decision-makers in the company had allowed America's premier coffee-drinking environment to drift from its mission. It was clear from the memo that this was not simply a corporate concern. For Schultz, it was personal. He urges his CEO to create a course that will lead Starbucks back to its original vision. This candid memo underscores the point of this little book and serves as a reminder that vision doesn't stick without constant care and attention. One of the greatest challenges of leadership is making vision stick. Vision doesn't have much adhesive. Regardless of how clear I think I've made the vision, and in spite of my commitment to repeat it often, someone will inevitably ask a question or offer a suggestion that makes me wonder, "Where have you been? Have you not been paying attention?" When speaking to leaders on the subject of vision, I like to joke that the three primary obstacles to making vision stick are success, failure, and everything in between. There is no season in which a leader can push autopilot and expect the organization to remain vision-driven. It is possible for an organization to increase market share and profit margins while drifting from its original vision. I know from personal experience that it is possible for a church to grow numerically while drifting further and further away from the founding vision that energized the original team of leaders. The gravitational pull is always to the left or right of center. Success lures us into taking our hands off the wheel. Failure causes us to overcorrect. Both success and failure can lead to disaster. The passage of time is hard on vision. Over time, organizations become more complex. Complexity is distracting for leaders. Where there were once two balls to juggle, suddenly there are three, then four, and then 40. All of them are important. Where once there was one good opportunity to pursue, suddenly there are three. And each new opportunity leads to yet another and another. Complexity can kill the original vision. General Motors is a good example. For over 50 years, GM dominated the American car industry with a market share that hovered at 50%. The architect of the vision that rejuvenated GM was Alfred Sloan. His idea back in 1924 was simple. Create five separate brands and price ranges for five distinct types of car buyers. Chevrolet was branded and priced for the first-time car buyer. Pontiac was branded and priced as an upgrade from a Chevrolet. From there, a car buyer could upgrade to an Oldsmobile, then a Buick, and finally, a Cadillac. This approach took several years to catch on. But when it did, GM became king of the American car industry. Along with the growth of GM came unavoidable complexity. In the midst of the complexity, the simplicity and focus of the original vision were lost. The price points among brands began to overlap. Before long, GM brands were competing with each other for the same customers. As brand clarity diminished, so did market share. Now a Chevrolet is anything from a $10,000 Aveo to a $60,000 Corvette. A Cadillac can be anything from a sports car to an SUV. As brand distinction diminished, so did market share. GM, the world's number one maker of cars and trucks, lost 20 points of U.S. market share in the last 25 years. It's tough to make vision stick. Time has a way of eroding the adhesive. The
Sample complete. Ready to continue?